You just heard the Deli and Jansport J and SK with the tune Kana. Before that, VTSS with For Your Safety from the Projections EP. We also had Dialed with Jamboree 123 from Project OO. And before that, Zombie with SDYF featuring Rezit from Ultra. And before that, Fairtag with I Need You. You could see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this hour with Defrag and the new tune, Glass Ship.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Watch the birds take their form. I see hands, blood is warm, and my heart aches for you. Is there life in this blue?
WRCT's Mando Richard here. I know DJ Firefly has the beats and trance you love on Wednesday afternoons. But you know, banjo music was the original trance music. What's that banjo player drool? Find out by tuning in to WRCT for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between you'll hear Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh, the perfect warm-up for an afternoon of couch dancing.
Just before that announcement, you heard Belief with the tune I Want to Be. And before that, Maylee Todd with the tune Show Me from the upcoming release Maylou. Started off the hour with Defrag and Glass Ship. Right now you're listening to Barba and the tune Changes. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
That I have incredibly blue eyes.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
Okay, I like to talk to people deep into the night. Okay, I like to talk to people deep into the night.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Hi, Mom.
I do fashion photography, and I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
That
If you like what I'm trying to say, or you'd like to know more about me, to please write. Thank you.
was Cortex Maltex with the tune Custom Trails from Metamorphose. Before that, A Certain Ratio with Yo-Yo Gimmicks, the Aurelius remix from Loco Remez Clada. And Jack Roy before that with Deep Into the Night from the Trans Global Incubator compilation. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. And right now I have Black Sujan. This is a tune called Blunt Life from Underdog Railroad. Right now you're currently listening to Asset with the tune Core from Tortotrom 22. Before this, we heard Book of Shade with Nucleus. Also Fairchild with Earth Call in that set. And that's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com if you want to get in touch with me or if you missed a show.
Secret, right? I remember the CNN town hall after the Parkland shooting back in 2018, and one of the students asked Marco, Senator Rubio, you know, are you willing to give up NRA money? The money that the NRA gives to pro-gun candidates is not that important, and it is not as important as the money that the NRA devotes to attack ads. Before with front groups, now due to Citizens United, they don't have to even bother hiding it. But attack ads attacking gun control candidates. And in the past, they've been quite successful at that. Now, with the strength of the gun reform movement, it seems like it's going to be harder.
That's Frank Smythe, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Frank Smythe on the NRA Unmasked. Given the recent mass shootings, which left 18 dead in Atlanta, and in our hometown of Boulder, we are rebroadcasting this program. Gun violence exacts an enormous toll on U.S. society, claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. Many more thousands are wounded and scarred physically and psychologically. From malls to schools, from places of worship to concerts, there is no safe space. Weapons of war are easily obtainable. We have the spectacle of armed militias in combat gear roaming state houses, threatening the lives of government officials, and invading the national capital itself on January 6th. The main gun lobby is the National Rifle Association, the NRA. It resists common sense reforms. No matter the tragic occasion, the NRA recites its slogan, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." The NRA denounces calls for reasonable gun control as attacks on freedom and liberty. The organization's actual history is hidden not only from the general public, but even from its own members. To talk about the NRA is Frank Smythe. He's an independent journalist whose articles have appeared in The Washington Post and The Progressive. He's the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. And now, Frank Smythe.
As you know, this is the third anniversary, most of you know, of the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting 3 years ago that resulted in 17 fatalities, I believe, and a number more injured. And it also led to students from Parkland High School, surviving students, taking a lead to energize the gun reform movement. And they've accomplished a lot. We're going to talk about that, though I still think there are a number of hurdles ahead in terms of implementing meaningful and lasting gun reform, gun control in the United States. Biden's gun plan today, on the third anniversary, President Biden announced that he put his gun plan that he's had in the works now since he was a candidate. He's now announced he's going to attempt to put it into, turn these proposals into law. Number one, they would eliminate or reduce the ruling before that was passed, or the law that was passed under the Bush administration, W, that protected gun manufacturers from lawsuits for the misuse of their weapons in mass shootings. Biden is seeking to reestablish legal liability for gun manufacturers, number one. And for those of you in favor of gun reform, that's an, it would be an important step if it could be achieved. Number two, he wants to implement robust and universal background checks, which failed in 2013 after the Parkland, after the Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting involving largely second grade classrooms and young people and their teachers. So that I think has the best chance of success in what Biden is proposing. Number three, Biden would outban high capacity magazines, magazines that would carry more than 10 rounds of ammunition. And four, today he said that he would impose an assault weapons ban. Now, all of these